Talk track here as they will be at the Cheney Invitational coming up here on Friday. It's a Friday, Tuesday, Friday, Garden City Tuesday, and Lakin next Friday. We got a couple of seniors on the show here, starting off here with senior Alex Rodriguez. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Doing all right. Senior season going fast enough for you?
Yeah.
that it is. Yeah, it's we're on the cusp of May here, but track season going pretty good for you so far?
Yeah, pretty good.
All right. What are some of the events that you've been able to compete in?
The 100, the 200, the 400, 4x4, and the 4x1.
All right. What's been your favorite one so far?
Probably the 100.
100? It's the quickest one, huh?
Yeah.
There you go. But, no, you've had a pretty good season. How do you feel like that you've been able to compete in that 100-meter dash?
Pretty good. I got new PR. Better than last year.
Well, that's good. And what are some things that you maybe work on as a sprinter to maybe try to get out of the blocks faster and as you go through the course?
Working on my form and keeping up with the guys that are pretty fast, like Jace and Efren.
And is it just that, you know, when it's meet day, is it a lot of it adrenaline just to get going there and stay with the pack?
Yeah, sometimes.
All right. What's the time? Do you have a PR or a goal in mind that you'd like to see here?
Probably for the 200, because the 200 is like 25. I know I can get like a 24, 23.
All right. Yeah, and then that 4x1, that can be pretty interesting, can it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of you got to react quickly to the exchange, don't you?
Yeah.
But how's that been going for you?
I think I did it once this year.
Okay.
And I'm doing it again at the Cheney meet.
All right. Well, hopefully things work out there for you pretty well there. Once again, senior Alex Rodriguez, thanks again, and good luck to you coming up.
Thank you.
All right, senior Alex Rodriguez joining us here, and now we'll be joined here with Madison Westergaard. How you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Doing all right. Well, you ready to get back out in competition this weekend?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's been a little while, but yeah, do you feel like last week at the relays, I know the wind was a pretty big factor in the throwing. Do you feel like that you threw pretty well overall?
I'd say I threw pretty well overall. I'm more of a person who loves the wind. Like it.
Well, you know, throwing, you want to throw into the wind, but it was almost too strong a wind, wasn't it?
Well, yeah. I was hoping it'd like calm down, but it just kept gusting and gusting. But when it does that, you just got to hope for the best.
Absolutely here, but how do you feel like it's your go-around is going here this year?
I feel like I'm doing pretty good. I would like to see better results, but I can get it. It's the beginning of the season.
What's the biggest challenge that maybe you've faced here so far?
I'd say it's more mental than physical. Mm-hmm. Like, once you get into your head, you cannot get out of your mindset.
And I know discus is your thing, and you've done shot put as well. Have you done any of the other events?
Nope, just discus and shot.
All right. I know discus, you've had a lot of good success this year. What's maybe a number you're looking at on Friday that you want to hit?
I really want to hit 112 to beat my PR from Cheney last year, which was like a 111.2.
All right, 112 there. And, you know, it's as you go through these final three or four meets of the year, what's the thing that you're trying to maybe look to accomplish?
My main goal for these like last meets is to get through them, maybe get first or second, but the big goal is to make it to state.
Yes, and you know, you're on the, I'm assuming you're on the throwers relay too.
Yeah.
Now how fun is that? Do you guys have one of the top throwers relays around?
We do. We're actually ranked, I think, first in Kansas for the throwers
all
relay.
All right. Awesome. I like that. It's too bad they don't have that in state, huh?
Yeah, it's a fun one to run. Like, whenever you just throw and you never run, it's fun to run against your competition.
All right. Yeah, I mean, all those workouts, right? Coach Rich, paying off, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Well, once again, Madison Westergaard joining us here. And congratulations on a good season. Good luck to you coming up.
Thanks.
All right. Once again, senior Madison Westergaard joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. And now we are joined here with Coach Jim Turner as he gets the headset on here. It's been weird schedule here. Of course, you're scheduled to go to South Gray on Friday. Got a little windy, and then Monday you guys ended up going nearby to the Wichita County meet, taking some of your JVers and some of the other kids there. And how did that go for you guys on Monday?
It was pretty good. You know, when I was younger and coaching, it didn't matter if it was a blizzard, I wanted to go to the track meet. But after getting a little older and realizing we don't run well, I mean, nobody runs well in a 35-mile-an-hour wind. You get to see how tough you are, but, you know, it's just – and they were expecting thunderstorms. They ended up canceling after the sprint medley down there. So we made a good decision because it was really nice at Leota. And, yeah, we took our JV group, which is what was going to South Gray, and then we had a couple kids that had to miss that Smoky Valley meet because of the band and vocal. So we took them along too.
And how did you guys fare against some of those schools there on Monday?
Oh, I thought the kids did a really good job. You know, the best weather we've had for a meet so far this year. And, you know, probably the highlight was we took Claire Hawkins. And, you know, there weren't very many girls in the mile, let alone, you know, anybody that ran with her. But she still ran a 5:37, which is 2 seconds off her best time from her freshman year and about a second faster than what she ran last year. So, you know, really good run for her with no competition in that particular race. So, you know, we'll get her at Cheney. She'll run the 4x8 and then 16. There's a girl from Halstead that's run a 5:27, I believe. So she'll get pushed there and see if she can get down under 30. So that'd be really nice. But there was a good run for her this early. Got her confidence up a little bit, and that's all we took her to run into that meet. So, you know, but a lot of our young kids did really well. You know, we had a lot of – with the weather really helps, a lot of PRs, you know, for kids in split times and open events and jumps and all the way across the board, our throwers, everything. So now we just need some of that calm wind and some warmth. I mean, because it wasn't real warm over there. Yeah. When you get those warm days and the muscles get all loosened up and ready to roll and you get a little bit of a lighter wind, you can really do some good things.
That busy meet port of your schedule here comes up here starting Friday. You go down to Cheney, and then it's Friday, Tuesday, Friday for you guys with Cheney on Friday, Garden City and Lake, and to follow that up. And I know it's a Friday's meet there at Cheney. It's always a good one to go to.
It's
a lot of 3A schools there.
Yeah, it'll be really tough. Wichita Collegiate, Wichita Trinity, got some really good distance kids. Halstead's always good. Cheney's very good. You know, there's a smaller school division too, but we compete with them. They just separate them on the result sheet. You know, so if Kingman's in there, they got a good quarter runner and a couple good relays. You know, so it'll be a really good competition. And we're only going to take about 29 kids because we're at the point to where we really got to watch their meets. They can't go over 8 meets on the season. So any of our young kids that went to the JV meet at Larned and then maybe came back and went to Leota, they got to sit out Smoky Valley and Cheney. And, you know, we got a couple kids because of the music band and vocal, you know, and or maybe missing a meet for some other reason that we're going to take them along. So, you know, we're running. I think Alex Trango's not going to go, so he's kind of our relay guy that we'll be missing on the 4x8. I think everywhere else we're probably set. But then we come back to Lake and we'll have to set Ivan Armendaris out because he'll need to set one out because he went to Larned. So we're trying to even them out, you know, and set them out so we still stay really competitive.
Absolutely. And I know it's kind of that time of year you don't you've mentioned it here before, but you do use a lot of your track meets here this time of the year as some workout days.
Well, especially next week, you know, we're going to go Tuesday, Friday, and if you're going to – you're especially those distance kids, 400 kids and anything in between there, you know, even your short sprinters, you're going to run multiple events on Tuesday. We're going to go pretty light Wednesday and Thursday pre-meet workout, and then we're going to go hit the multiple events again on Friday. So their workout days are Tuesday and Friday, and you know, then we'll come back to next week with a league meet on Thursday so we can really hammer them on Monday and, you know, get a good speed day on Tuesday and then go light Wednesday. And, you know, depending how the league meet goes, how tired we are, what we do Friday after that, you know, sometimes we'll find a pool workout if we can get in the pool somewhere, or sometimes we'll just go hit the track again. But
yeah, no, but I think you kind of got to like where you guys are setting here this time of the year and starting to kind of get those kids that are really newcomers and to the track and even on the in the field side of things, really starting to kind of get into a pretty good groove.
Yeah, you know, you look at our regionals right now, we're setting pretty nice, but as soon as if we ever get some nice days without wind and with some heat, everybody's going to get faster, and including us. You know, so where you got, for example, boys 4x4, nobody in the state in 3A is under 3:30 yet. I think 3:31 is the fastest, but when the weather cooperates and it gets warmer, you're going to see 3 or 4 or 5 teams under 30, and we could be one of those, I sure hope, and that's with a couple freshmen on there and a couple upperclassmen. So, you know, but all the races are like that. You know, we see the exception in the Smoky Valley girls 4x8, but everybody else is sitting there where we're sitting and just kind of keep working out hard in the nasty weather and hope we get something good to run in.
Hopefully that nasty weather kind of pays off for you guys too.
Yeah, you know, we definitely, the day we didn't go to South Gray, we got on the track and ran 6 400s and got sandblasted by the shot put, you know, throwing area. But, you know, as I told them, we may not be lucky enough to run a regional meet when it's calm. And if we're going to have a windy meet, we're going to be ready to run in it.
Yeah.
So they enjoyed it.
But no, it's once again starts at Cheney there on Friday, Garden City, and Lake in there. And it's interesting, all football, the fields there have turf infields there going out the next three meets.
Yeah, I guess that'll be hot. I think it's supposed to be 92 in Cheney, so, you know, we won't be used to that. And thunderstorms the evening, so it'll be humid too.
All right. Fun stuff, right? Prepare for state.
Yep, that's what it's like there.
Once again, Coach Jim Turner joining us here from Scott City's Hardware. Thanks again, Coach, and good luck to you guys coming up.
All right, thanks.